Next Saturday, April 30, from 11 a.m. till 12 p.m, independent publisher Sally J Books will launch their new publication, Now That I'm Two, Where Should I Poo? The venue is Ashgrove Public Library, and the person behind this timely book is midwife, nurse, and mother, Sally Johnson. I started by asking Sally, why write this book?
So, Now That I'm Two, Where Should I Poo? Came about because of a poem that my son and I made up together, sitting on a toilet one day waiting for a poo to happen. We just started talking and rhyming silly words together, and this is where the poem was born, and the book came after the poem.
That's kind of interesting, talking about toilet training in a way that's kind of fun and not combative. Would you say that that's a unique take on how to deal with this sort of issue with kids?
I like the way that this book is able to come at a quite challenging part of life with a really fun aspect. I wouldn't say necessarily unique, but in this book it's particularly unique that there's no adults involved in the toilet training process. It's a child and his toy going through the process together of figuring out what's the right place to do this thing. And it's a little bit of a gentle push in the right direction rather than this is how we do it.
So who's the book targeted at?
For some people, even starting to address toilet training can be a challenge because people don't remember that period of their own lives. And so it's coming at something really challenging and really new to most parents unless they've had kids before. So for first time parents, it can be a really big deal, and they can use an aid to start introducing the topic before it becomes relevant, before it becomes an important time to do it, so that the child already has an awareness of the issue.
Now, in your experience as a nurse, midwife, and a mother, why is this particular age group, so 2-year-olds, so important?
So there's a lot of development happening in this area. It's like the first teenagehood. They go from being absolutely babied and everything done for them to having to do a whole lot of stuff themselves, having to dress themselves, having to feed themselves, and learning about their whole body and what goes into it and what comes out of it. So it's a huge developmental period, and they're also gaining their independence in this time with so many things that were previously done for them and they were not expected to have any part in. So all the struggles that go along with that makes it a very, very important part of their development.
Clearly an important stage in our development just as human beings and as people. Is that why it's called the terrible twos?
I think so. And it's not as terrible as it seems. It's lots of fun and lots of clashing of parents who forget what it's like to be in this huge developmental turmoil where everything's happening at once. But for children, it's every day is this huge growth experience. Everything they see is new and amazing, and they have to basically test out that the world still exists the same every day. So going over and over things can seem really, really repetitive to adults, and it's just their scientific minds trying to figure out how to do this thing and whether if I open my bedroom door, is it going to look the same outside today as it did yesterday?
Some of us still do that when we've become adults. How would you envisage people using this book?
That's a good question. I am hoping that it will be able to be used in daycare settings and by carers of children, both parents and non-parental carers. But this book particularly, because the words are so simple, the pictures are very, very clear and difficult to misinterpret, it can be used by people with low literacy levels, it can be used by people with English as a second language, it can be used by a really wide range of people in the community. This is a topic that everybody has to go through at some stage in their life. So hopefully this book will have a lot of accessibility.
It's also a beautiful book and part of a broader range by Sally J Books. Could you give us an idea of some of the other books that you publish?
Thank you. So the other books that I've done are two personalised books, which have a simple, funny, rhyming story that can be changed to be about any child. So their name is all the way through it, and they have individualised pictures as well. So those two titles are The Wheels on the Bus and Five Little Grapes.
And exactly what do The Wheels on the Bus do?
They go round and round, Craig.
Still the same as when I was a kid. Very good. And what was the most fun element of doing Now That I'm Two, Where Should I Poo?
Partly the most fun element was actually doing it and realizing that the first proper book that I was writing was about poo, and that every memory I have from this point on, my first publication, my first book launch will be a book about poo. My first radio interview, a book about poo. So that's fun. But doing the illustrations, which featured my son, was really, really fun. And getting to draw him in all sorts of terribly, terribly cute two-year-old poses was really, really fun. And just recording this beautiful time of life for him to look back on in years and probably hate me for.
It'll come out in his 21st. Speaking of launches, could you give us the contact details and where we can buy this book?
Okay, so I've got a Facebook page, Sally J Books and Illustrations. You can buy the book on Etsy. It's not up yet. It will be launched on the 30th of April at the Ashgrove Library in Brisbane from 11 till 12. And I'd love you to come along if you can.
That was Sally Johnson of the Brisbane-based book publisher Sally J Books speaking to us today about the launch of Now That I'm Two, Where Do I Poo? For more information about the launch or to look at buying one of the books, go to Sally J Books on Facebook. You're listening to 4ZZZ FM.